The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Yep, we can always count on Betty to do it. Hey, Betty, just do it. And, you know, and she still hasn't fixed it. I told her she needs to fix it, you know, but she hasn't fixed it yet, so that's what happens. So go ahead and cue Betty. Yeah, go ahead.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. So give us a call and be a part of this awesome experience!
By all means.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled. This is episode 141 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Armless Nudist Pokemons for Monday, July 16th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more.
She didn't say,
No, she didn't.
What the hell,
Betty? Betty. Hello, Betty.
Betty?
Betty.
Are you going to be this way all night?
I think Betty is.
Night.
Hello? Whatever Joe did resulted in thermonuclear meltdown. Anyway, I guess we're going
to...
Oh, there you are. You're back. You have returned to us.
Fuck you assholes for abandoning me, the original Betty. I see how it is now.
That's just how it goes, Betty. That's just how it goes. So, how was your day, Joe?
It was.
I don't know where we're at the script, so that's my next anchor point. How was your day, Joe?
All right. It was gluttonous in a strange sort of way. Not like oh my god, I dropped so much money, but I just ate a lot of food.
Did you? You just kind of, yeah. I
was wanking it today.
Sometimes spending the day grazing is not necessarily a bad thing. I have been guilty of being gluttonous myself on many occasions, and I will not lambast anyone who chooses to do so once in a while. So
once a Monday.
Well, there you go. That's once in a while. That's not every day. Yeah. So you know, it's a start. So. Ooh.
But no, I had this interesting Monte Cristo waffle sandwich. The problem is, it didn't have any, like, flavor. It needed a jam or a sauce or something, yeah. You know?
That's interesting.
But the waffle was good. I dipped it in maple syrup, and that went well with the ham and the and the egg.
Good, you know?
But, yeah, you know, it's a new... chain opening up stacks,
you say, you called it.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's a cute little name for it.
Yeah. So how was your day?
It wasn't bad. Really work, a lot of work. I'm just, you know, racing against time. So, but it's going all right. We're moving along, and you know, just doing as best as we can.
I hear it's hurricane season coming up soon.
Yes, and you know what I actually did? It is hurricane season right now as we speak. And what I did this past weekend is I went out and I rented me a truck, and I went to the hardware store. And I'm not going to say which one, but I went to my local big box retail hardware store and I bought enough plywood to cover all of my windows in the event of a hurricane.
So, wow.
Yep. I dropped a pretty penny. It wasn't cheap, but the thing is, I didn't cut it. I may or may not cut it before anything happens, but at this point, I'm just happy to have it. Just in the event I need to do anything with it. So that's kind of where we're at with it. But yeah, that was an adventure. I got some injuries in the process. I scraped up my arm with scraping it against a piece of plywood and while we were moving it around and stuff. But it was all right. I went to the dump too, you know, threw some shit out. So that was kind of fun as well, you know, just kind of.
You know, it's funny. We have a furniture store here in the city called the Da Dump.
Da Dump?
Da Dump.
Da Dump.
Yeah.
Da Dump? Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. And it's just
they
a furniture
advertise.
Store. Really?
It's a furniture store, yeah.
Is it expensive? Is it an expensive people furniture store?
Kind of.
Okay.
All furniture is really expensive.
No, that's true. Although, you know, there was always that one furniture store over there at Clark and Peterson by me that was always going out for business.
Yes, I remember that.
And I actually bought my coffee table and my end tables. And believe it or not, I still have my coffee table and one of those end tables from that store.
Soon
the coffee table, the glass on the coffee table is going to be cut down to be put on a different table. That's smaller, but I guess we're keeping the end table for the time being.
Yeah,
yeah, so surprisingly, it survived 15 years. I bought that set when I first moved into my apartment on Paulina.
Wow.
The first floor apartment on Paulina.
You know, speaking of furniture stores, I've noticed Furniture Row on Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park is slowly dying. Well, I shouldn't say slowly.
Really?
It's actually quite fast dying. Yeah, quite a few of the places have closed up. You know, people can get stuff now on Amazon.
No, that's true. That's true.
Good or point. One of the even the big box places are carrying stuff now too.
Although I saw something, I didn't look into it. I got like one of those little Google pops, news pops on my phone, and I don't know how to turn it off now. And but something about how Amazon's Prime Day is kind of falling short of expectations, like severely falling short of expectations.
That's sad.
I didn't go too far into it.
What you got for us today in the weed corner?
All right, it's Anthony's weed corner. That's the sound effect you get. All right, so our first article comes from Leafly. And last week we reported that Vermont legalized marijuana, and it seems that health officials in New York State are pushing for it as well.
Well, why not?
Yeah, New York State Health Commissioner released a marijuana legalization impact assessment that concluded that the positive effects of a regulated marijuana market outweigh the potential negative impacts.
Exactly.
The assessment made about a dozen sweeping conclusions that advance the argument for cannabis regulation and taxation in the Empire State. Among the conclusions, some were regulation could generate long-term cost savings. A majority of credible evidence suggests that legalization of marijuana has no minimal impact on use by youth. There has been no increase in violent crime or property crime rates around medical marijuana dispensaries, and marijuana may reduce opioid deaths and opioid prescribing, which we know we have a, you know, Amy comes on every now and then. She's quite the busy beaver. So we've been trying to wrangle her, nail her down for another interview. So you know, if you've listened to us long enough, you know that sometimes that takes a few attempts.
Yes.
So she's a very busy woman, and we love her dearly. And so, you know, we kind of, but she's in Facebook jail right now, and that kind of seems to mess things up. Yeah, I think she gets out of Facebook jail in a few days. What happened? Joe's standing up in the Chicago studio. I see a microphone. I see Joe's microphone. I see Joe kind of wheeling up to the microphone. There's Joe again. Hi, Joe. What's you doing, Joe?
I just didn't like the camera angle.
He did not like the camera angle. Okay, so legalizing the botanical drug could create or generate anywhere from $248 million to $667 million per year in tax revenue. And it looks like we're going to have to keep our eyes on New York State. So for our next one, comes from High Times. Voters passed the Senate question 788, SQ 788, by a margin of 57 to 43.
57 to 43.
Yep, in a June 6th election. SQ 788 legalized the medicinal use of cannabis and created a framework for a regulated supply chain. Earlier this week, the State Department of Health released proposed rules to govern the program. The Oklahoma State Board of Health voted to add restrictions to the rules, including a provision banning the sale of smokable forms of cannabis at dispensaries and required dispensaries to have a pharmacist on site. Two separate lawsuits have been filed in response to restrictions. One of the lawsuits has been filed in Oklahoma County by Green the Vote and claimed that the board's actions do not comply with the Senate question 788. And a second lawsuit was filed in Cleveland County and claims that the Board of Health exceeded its authority. And that's your Weed Minute, or four, from me. On to you, Joe. Yay. For your TV Corner.
I have a late-breaking news announcement.
Do we need to hit the button? I can hit the button. Wow, I haven't hit the button in a while. I used to hit it all the time.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WED Newsroom.
Hey, folks. It's a Chip Skipper's sourced story here. Well, we're at it again, folks. Coupon Carl, a.k.a. Coupon Maury, joins Barbecue Becky and Permit Patty in the latest internet phenomenon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, Coupon Carl is a former CVS manager from Edgewater, Chicago, who called the cops on a black lady because she was trying to use a manufacturer's coupon.
Oh my goodness, the horror of using a manufacturer's coupon.
Yes. Well, he's been fired. CVS fired him. He's fired. He's gone. He's no longer employed with the company. But you know, these kinds of things just seem to be happening. And it's just like, what the hell? Did they add something to the water that's making people disagreeable with each other all of a sudden? Or are people off their medications? Or are they not getting enough cannabis? Do you have an answer to this question? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. But for now, this concludes this breaking news event.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So like, oh my God, he was so hot!
Was he? Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, and now my eardrums no longer function. So what's going on with Elon Musk?
Oh, we're just gonna jump to Elon Musk, huh?
Please, let's do the creative criminal expose. I accidentally missed the creative criminal. Let's find a little sound thingy for you here on this one. There we go.
Robbed by man in wheelchair? Welcome to Chicago.
Yay!
This is from our friends at Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town, Chicago. And if you want to donate to them, Go to CWBChicago.com. I'm giving them a plug because I find their services useful here in the city of Chicago to know about what's going on in the city, and a good follow-up. They follow up with crime reports. But anyways, back to the story. So it turns out it's a man in a wheelchair. His game, well, he's asking for cigarettes or money change. He's a beggar.
Yeah.
But he punches the victims in the face, and then he robs them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's a wheelchair ring. There's up to 5 offenders out there doing this shit.
Really? So there's like a wheelchair gang that goes around and robs? That's kind of funny. Wow. Please continue. So
it happens exclusively on Michigan Avenue, though. And, you know, this is just why you never stop to talk to these folks or any kind of folks that are asking you for money or change. Or I had recently a guy come up to me. He looked very suspicious. He didn't look like he was... Well, he did look like he was lost, but he didn't look like he lost anything recently. He's like, can I use your phone to call my phone?
No.
I can find it.
What the fuck do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, it's
if it's in your pocket, you can go through your little pockets there.
Right?
Ridiculous.
So, but in other Chicago news, we've got Elon Musk's Boring Company coming to town, and it has shown off its first hardware for the O'Hare Express.
News.
It's a new style of transit coming to Chicago. But it must rely entirely on private sources with no taxpayer subsidies. Of course, no word on how much a trip would be on this new system, but you can just bet it won't be cheap. I've heard it can be up to, like, $70.
Yeah, but it gets you to O'Hare in, like, what, 5 minutes?
Well, yep, it's going to connect you with 2 parallel tunnels to be constructed from downtown's Block 37 Superstation, so that thing will come alive again. The car in this thing will reach speeds of up to 125 miles an hour, and it will get you to the airport in 12 minutes.
Yeah, I'd pay money for that.
So this new tunnel system could be up and running in 24 months. Of course, you know, Rahm Emanuel, the ever-prescient pay-to-play political games to get shit done guy. It just seems, yeah, it's a great idea, but at the same time, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I think Roger's got something to say over here.
Yeah, go Roger.
What you got?
If you didn't know it, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, July 16th, 2018, is National Corn Fritters Day, National Personal Chef's Day, National Get Out of the Doghouse Day, which is a weird thing. Why would you get yourself into a doghouse in the first place?
You only knew
unless
Roger.
You're a dog. Woof, woof. Well, anyway, enough of that. Anthony is going to push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel that Joe is going to pull, I think. Take it away, guys.
Yay.
All right. So we're gonna do the wheel for me.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Roger.
Here we go.
All right. We'll give you your favorite wheel.
That thing's going.
Yeah, it sure is. Woo! Oh my goodness.
From Tampa to Chicago in 12 minutes.
Yeah, right? There's that hyperloop for you there, right? Tell me.
Yeah.
All right, I got to open the winning link here because I did not open the winning link. I failed to prepare myself. So you can go and get robbed on the streets of Chicago by a homeless man in a wheelchair, or you can go from Chicago to Miami and get yourself stabbed by an armless homeless man on the streets. How's that sound? That worked out pretty well. Go Florida. A new program in Miami designed to help tourists from Chicago feel more at home is receiving mixed reviews. The Sun Sentinel brings us the story. Caesar, a 22-year-old man visiting Miami from Chicago, was lost in the 1600 block of Collins Avenue. Seeking guidance with a Midwest attitude, he approached Jonathan, a homeless street artist, to ask for directions. According to the arrest report, Jonathan said he was lying down when Caesar approached him and punched him in the head. Police say Jonathan stabbed Caesar twice and then fled. South Beach locals know Jonathan as a street artist who paints colorful canvases along the sidewalks, according to the Miami Herald. On Wednesday, Caesar was trying to make sense of the incident. Caesar said that he did not attack the man and had no reason to do so, and couldn't quite understand why he stabbed him in the leg with his foot. He held the knife, the scissors, with his feet because he had no arms. And, you know, I think Dick White was writing this story after too much wine on Sunday. Police arrested Jonathan and charged him with aggravated battery. Back to you, Roger, Betty, someone. Back to you,
listen
Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit Shyamba.cast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
All right, so we're moving into your thing.
You got it, Anthony.
Where is my thing? Where am I?
I don't know.
Thanks, Betty.
We've lost control.
It's time for your Shyamba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Shyamba Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy at 85 degrees. The dew point is at 69 degrees. Humidity is at 59%, giving us a heat index of 89 degrees. And the winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Clear with a low around 69. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 75. Hold on to your petunia patches because north-northwest winds will be blowing around 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. I must scroll down. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunny! Oh, for Wednesday, with a high near 75. Hey, on Wednesday night, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John DeBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, July 18th. Be sure to visit our website, shyamba.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come chat with us, too, in the chat room. Yay, I see a guest in the chat room. Hey, guest, how are you tonight?
Yeah, there's been a guest in the chat room for a while.
I haven't been noticing. And that's your Chicago weather, folks, and now for the news.
And now for the news.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't think I forgot about Pokemon Go, did you?
Maybe. Maybe not. Do you know people are still playing that?
Oh God, yeah. Well, there was a huge festival this past weekend.
Oh my God, they're still having festivals for Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Gamers from around the world were on Chicago's North Side looking like fools Saturday for the Pokemon Go Fest.
Wow.
About 20,000 people. 20,000
people.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, go on.
That's a lot of human poop.
Ooh, I don't even... you know what, Joe? To be honest with you, that's probably the last thing that came to my mind. In fact, I don't think it ever would have come to my mind had you not said that. So, okay, let's move along.
About 20,000 people attended last year's fest in Chicago, which ended in a bit of a disaster that resulted in a class action lawsuit and refunds.
Oh, my.
However, this year, players called the event a success after organizers added Wi-Fi towers and spread the game out during to help prevent technical issues and slowdowns. It was so stressful. I'm so stressed out. Trying to get tickets through the lottery system. But it felt like you won the lottery. And it's been fantastic so far, said Jamie, who traveled from Toronto to play. On Saturday, the gloomy wet weather didn't stop the gamers, who were looking down at their smartphones and walking into each other in different directions, searching for one character after another. The first ever Pokemon Fest was held in Chicago's Grant Park last year, but players were left disappointed after the app crashed.
That's what I heard.
That year was awful until they gave up on what they planned on and kind of spread it out to the whole city. This year, the layout seems to be a lot better. Said Michael, who traveled from California. This year was bigger, with people of all ages and from all around the globe participating. This year, it's a whole lot better. We got in, we're able to scan our QR codes, and everything has gone for the better, said player Matt. The augmented reality game allows the player to catch the Pokemon, and in some cases, you need other people to help, creating a community environment and a wonderful place for pickpocketing.
Interesting. With wheelchairs.
Yeah, that too, if you're on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
But let's move on. I wonder if he likes his method of disguise with or without skid marks.
Oh boy.
So, you know, sometimes these stories only happen in certain places, and I've discovered that a lot of the sexual stuff seems to happen down south.
Maybe.
I haven't found a whole lot of sexual stuff going on. It's either getting killed here in Chicago, or you're getting thrown in jail for fraud or some other nonsense.
Some other nonsense, yes. Yes, definitely.
But here...
Here in Texas, well, Texas,
a Texas, kind of, right.
Texas is his own nation.
But a Texas police department is asking for the public's help. Nope. You know why?
Why?
To identify a burglary suspect who used a pair of underpants to disguise his face.
That was almost the random news story of the week.
Really?
Yeah, almost was.
Oh wow. I always check the random stories, too, to make sure that I'm not encroaching.
No, I appreciate that, but I looked at a few of them, and this was one of them that I saw. Please continue.
I just thought this was, you know...
Yes, I found it amusing.
It's amusing. It's a fetish.
There you go.
A criminal fetish. The Leander Police Department posted a video to Facebook showing a suspect who appeared to be a young man climbing into enchanted rock and landscape supplies through a window. The man is clearly visible to the security camera, but a pair of underwear on his head conceals most of his face. The post asked anyone who recognizes the underpants bandit to contact police.
Well, at least, you know, he you know, took some things into consideration, because normally most of them would just, you know, we see, you know, footage all the time of criminals on, you know, security cameras with their faces in full view. So you have to give him some credit for actually, you know, putting something to cover his, you know, to hide his identity, at least for a little while. But it, you know,
so,
it sounds
but
like
I wonder
it's,
how
it
he saw. Because, I mean, if you cover your head in, you know, did he use boxers? See, that's what's wrong with these stories. They don't, like, really give you the full oomph.
Well, Chip Skipper would know.
I need to complain.
Is there a video on the news story? Don't look now, because I'm sure we'll get a bunch of crazy noise.
Yeah. Let's just move on to the next story.
Okay, we can move on.
Yeah.
We'll move on. We've moved on.
You know, poor squirrels, man. They're always getting a bum rap.
They are.
A Quebec family set up a camera to catch a suspected squirrel stealing their tomatoes, but made a shocking discovery. The culprit was the mailman.
Wow.
Rob and Paula said they noticed in June that produce was going missing from their tomato and strawberry plants outside their home. Home in which is a suburb of Montreal, and they suspected a squirrel was behind the vanishing fruits.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't.
We had a full set of tomatoes, and then all of a sudden the tomatoes started going down. We didn't take any ourselves, and we thought it was the squirrels. So they said they started to think something else was happening when the suspected squirrels didn't leave a mess. See? Squirrels leave a mess.
Squirrels do leave a mess.
Yeah, well, we first thought it was the squirrels, but normally the squirrels leave a mess.
Yes.
And there was not a mess on the ground where the plants were.
No mess.
The family checked their home security cameras and made a startling discovery.
It was
their Canada Post delivery driver and worker.
Wow.
Was pilfering. For fun, we check our security cameras and spotted on many occasions our postman helping himself to our tomatoes and strawberries. The couple said they don't want the postman fired, but they would like an apology for the rude behavior and maybe a couple of, you know, Canadian whatever currency.
Loonies or toonies? They use dollars. So there's Canadian dollars.
It would have been okay if he took a couple as a quick snack or just let us know as a joke he took a couple and they tasted great. Or left a couple bucks. I mean, something.
Something.
Or left some sauce.
Something. Something. Sauce.
Or left a tomato
paste.
Dish.
Or who knows? Yeah. Anything. Anything. The gongs do not seem to be functioning tonight properly.
Well,
and I know why, though. I do know why, though. Now
I'm done with my news.
I see.
It's back
that.
To you.
That is phenomenal. All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Well, go ahead and give us a call at 813-327-8566 to find out how queers confront the U.S. High Court crisis. Le Belle Tracadou del Monte Carlo swans dance through a rainbow minute. And in other news, oral arguments against India's sodomy law sound good. Another gay pair is flogged in... Ashay, despite government assurances to the contrary. Australia's Uniting Church agrees to unite queer couples. Trump siphons HIV/AIDS funds for immigrant baby jails. And a preteen Illinois lesbian plans her hometown's first pride parade. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joan Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be inverted again in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, what have you got? Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio. Hello, Roger here, Pip and Candid Bacon Incense. I want to tell you that it's almost summertime in Chicagoland, but boy oh boy, it's been downright hot in Chicago and Tampa, especially a particular server room where megaquats of data is passed back and forth every day. Am I boring you to death? Too bad. But I'll shut up now, I see my time has expired. Take it away, Betty.
Well, at least you didn't fart or say something to get us in trouble, Roger. So there's that. Hey, are you tuning into Weekend with Joe? Joe and Roger have some interesting programming you can tune into on weekends starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. With that said, I invite you to visit chiampa.info to see our schedule, chat with us, and more. Bye-bye now.
That's right, bye-bye. Hello, Roger here. Haha, Joe had to delete mega quad seconds of data from this cart due to possible copyright infringement. It's a lucky thing I'm around to keep his head straight. Did you know on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central we have headphone meditations with John Dubose? I see you listening with interest, Betty.
Why yes, Roger. I love headphone meditations with John Dubose, which is why you all should tune in on Wednesday nights. That's chiampa.info. Come chat with us, too.
Reboot! Before you know...
Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot now.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Alright, go ahead and cue some robotic thing.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. From our friends at Radio4All.net, we give you Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. We're also excited to be carrying headphone meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit chiampu.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather. Take it away, Anthony.
Ooh, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
They're just all over the place today. So are we. We're kind of all over the place, too.
We sure are. So how's your weather?
Toasty. What else is it?
Hello.
Alright, let's push the right buttons for a change, and then we can have some Chiampa weather. Alright, it is time for your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 87 degrees with a humidity of 65%. Dew point is 74 and the visibility is 10 miles. I have to take a drink, give me a moment. We were talking about allergies on the break, and I myself deal with them this time of year for some reason. So tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 80. Tuesday, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 8 in the morning. Partly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 100 degrees. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 79. On Wednesday, you'll have a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 89. And on Wednesday night, you'll have a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms again, mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And now, it's time for some crazy Florida news. I need to access the database.
Access the database.
Okay. Much better. I also now need to open the new script. There
open
we go.
Open the new script.
There you go. WPLG Channel 10 ABC News out of Miami brings us our first Florida story of the night, where we find another example of living the Florida lifestyle. Earl of Vero Beach, Florida, was approached by a police officer after a woman called 911 saying that he had hit her bumper numerous times while waiting in a McDonald's drive-thru lane.
According to the responding officer, Earl smelled of alcohol and was slurring his words. A bottle of Jim Beam was also discovered sitting in the passenger seat next to Earl.
Boy.
And to wit, he admitted he had been drinking. When the officer pressed if he had been drinking while driving, Earl said no. The officer reported that Earl further explained that he was not drinking while the vehicle was in motion. Therefore,
wait for it.
He was only drinking when he was stopped at stop signs and for traffic signals. Yeah, go Earl. That's there you go. There you go. Earl was arrested and charged with drunk driving and charged with driving without a license and was a participant in Florida's DUI catch and release program.
Which is a shame because he deserved 10% extra bail added.
Yes, right? I know. Tell me about it. Something. My goodness. So, all right, let's move on. Our next story comes from New York Magazine via the Miami Herald and brings us a Florida man who believed in keeping the traditions of the good old South alive. In 2013 and 2014, the police in Biscayne Park, Florida, a quiet suburb of Miami, solved 29 out of 30 burglary cases.
Okay.
It was a point of pride for the chief at the time, and according to one officer who worked under him, he wanted to keep those stats by any means necessary. In an interview of an officer conducted as part of an internal investigation, the police officer said that he was told by the department's leaders that if he has open burglary cases that are not solved and if you saw anyone black, you know, walking around the street with a criminal record, you know, go arrest them and go ahead and stick the case on them. Three other officers interviewed as part of a probe told an investigator the same thing. Yeah, just if you pick up black men with a record that you find walking down the street and pin a burglary case on them. Yeah, isn't that great? Yep. Damn. Three other officers interviewed as part of that probe told an investigator that some commanders told them to frame people so that their stats would look more impressive. One of the witnesses said that he had refused, telling investigators that he had told commanders that he would not arrest an innocent person in order to make the department look good.
But you know what, though? This there's a culture of this. Just like Wells Fargo cheating and creating these accounts in their customers' names that the customers never even asked for.
Yeah.
It's this culture.
Yeah.
It's culture.
It is. It really is. So a commander and two of his former officers were recently charged by federal prosecutors for one specific abuse of power. According to prosecutors, they framed a 16-year-old black male for four different burglaries while knowing that there was no evidence and no lawful bias to support the such charges. In another case, it was found that the police zeroed in on another male and framed him for a host of crimes in February of 2014. Prosecutors eventually dropped all charges against the men. The year following the investigation, the department failed to solve any of the 19 burglary cases that were presented before it. Yeah, exactly. So let's move on here.
So it gives all kinds of suspect. Yeah. Ooh, sexy.
So, Joe, you can experience the Florida lifestyle naked for yourself. Click Orlando brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Joe, have you ever wondered what it's like to live in the buff amongst other people, mostly the retired?
No, that doesn't
excite you. Oh, that's a shame.
No.
Because you missed your chance anyway. the Cypress Cove Nudist Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, had an open house last Saturday that included a free tour, a pool party, and complimentary food for guests wishing to check out the resort. The resort told guests that they could stay clothed while relaxing by the lake, or they could bring a towel, shed their clothes, and beat the heat on their private beach. The resort offers on-site dining, a hair and nail salon, a massage center, a boutique,
now,
bicycle.
Hold on.
Oh, yes, yes. I haven't gone through the whole list of amenities yet.
Go ahead.
Okay, where were we? A boutique, bicycle and golf cart rentals. A bicycle at a nudist camp. You think about that for a few moments. A fully equipped gym and fitness room, and a private beach with fire pits, a sun dock, docks, canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, and paddle boards. So what was your question about the nudist resort?
So can I go to the on-site dining nude?
I imagine so.
Ooh. Spill a little thigh. So that's interesting. So who the fuck is Jim and Lydia Hadley?
I don't know, but they opened it in 1964.
Huh. Wow.
Maybe if we get better notice next time, we'll send Chip Skipper out there on special assignment.
Right? With a stipend?
With a stipend. Yep, exactly. You can go dine naked in the dining room all night long. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Be yeah, a we're part idiots of the tonight.
Your studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora. Guys.
Bloody hell.
So, how is Progressive Music Planet? I heard they did a simulcast with their other station.
Yeah, we picked them up. Why are we getting the gong already? What's the gong for?
I don't know.
What the fuck is the gong for? We got eight. We got almost 9 minutes until the ugly lights come on. What the fuck? I swear this thing has been misbehaving all day today. Last week I was just running two incidences of it. So exactly right. It's kind of crazy that way. So so he.
I am so stressed out.
Betty is always so stressed out. So yeah, he was having some issues connecting to our encoder.
Okay.
Unfortunately, well, we got him connected. It took about a half hour. There was about a half hour troubleshooting, but eventually we got him connected. He was trying to connect using a very old version of software that we didn't support anymore at the studios. So I had to kind of dig around.
We started to resupport it.
Yeah, we started supporting that old software immediately on Sunday at 10:35 10:30. And then after that, everything went fine. It was beautiful after that. It went beautiful. Okay. So we have everything's kind of set up in our server. We're going to replay last week's episode on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So Radio Roulette will only run from 6 until 10. And then next Sunday at 10 a.m., we will have him live. We'll have Rob live with Progressive Music Planet, 10 a.m. to noon. Pretty good stuff. You can chat with him in our chat room at shyampa.info. Just go to the main webpage, click on the instructions. They're very clear. If you cannot follow the instructions, please find an adult to assist you. Also, you might want to check with said adult if you should be visiting such site. So, just check them out. 10 a.m. It's pretty good stuff. It's a pretty good show, and you can kind of chat with them live. And then on Wednesday, what do we got going on Wednesday?
We've got Headphone Meditations with John Dubose.
There we go.
He's awesome. He puts together a really cool set of music as well. I haven't heard Rob's music yet, so I'm excited. Now, the only thing is, we'll need to figure out how I can get access, because I'm usually, of course, at work during those moments. So Maybe we can get that file and I can fire it up during Weekend with Joe and give that kind of a spin.
Well, he's got he's got a folder. There's a folder on the,
awesome. On the partner download drive.
Yep, you got something.
I love the script. Folks, I've been kind of figuring out things too from my end for Roger. Yeah. Well, I just looked at it. I didn't really create anything yet, and I'm just kind of formulating things that I want to do with that weekend segment. But it's fun. You know, I really encourage you to go check out the website. We've done a lot of cool things with it. Anthony went and put together really colorful addition to the shows. So you can kind of see what each show is about that we broadcast here on Shy Amper Radio. I feel like we're doing an NPR pledge drive right now.
Are we do? We maybe are. Maybe we kind of are. Maybe we should. Maybe we should tone it down a little bit. I'm kind of starting to wander. I'm like, oh, look at that crack up in the wall. Maybe we should have facilities.
Operators
take a look
are
at
standing
that.
By.
813-327-8566. Feel free to give us a call. Join in on the fun and the crazy and the everything else.
Boneless wings aren't.
You know that thing has been there for weeks.
Would you like
now.
Fries with that?
Weeks, absolute weeks. I don't even remember why I put that on there. I think I got like boneless chicken wings from someplace at some point. And I'm like, well, aren't these just chicken nuggets with like special sauce? So,
you know, you can probably start to expect even those chicken nuggets to start to cost a little more because of all of these interesting
economic
things.
Yeah, no more Chinese chickens. Yeah, no more Chinese chickens.
Yep.
What are we going to do without the Chinese chickens?
Well, and likewise, too, for the Chinese, because they get a lot of things like beef and shit from the United States.
I know,
but that's
right?
not happening anymore.
Huh. I have a feeling.
I know
this
we
is
try
not,
to avoid these things, but, well. You know, if you're ever wondering, like, do we pay attention? Of course we do, folks.
Yes.
The Joe and Anthony pays attention to a lot of things, but we use this time to kind of vent off and talk about the weird shit that's going on in the world, too.
Yeah, man, I'm paying attention to these sun chips that I found in the studio. They're a little fuzzy, and they're coated with these crunchy things. It looks like little rocks, but it's quite tasty.
Crunchy data crystals.
Crunchy data crystals.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, I have to say, Roger has been doing a very good job on the weekend keeping the litter box clean.
Oh, good.
Every time I come in on Monday morning, or if I come in, because sometimes I come in on a Sunday to work on the script, damn thing is clean. I don't have to clean it at all.
Nice.
It's great. It's absolutely great. So, yeah, he likes cleaning. I don't know what he does, because he doesn't take out the garbage, and there's no cat poop in there. So I don't know what he does with it, but maybe he flushes it down the toilet. So we might want to set some money aside for a, there's a gong. Set aside some money for a,
a new septic
plumber
system.
Or something. Yeah, exactly.
So wait, do you have sewers out there at the Cheyenne Studios, or do you have septic systems?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question. We used to have sewers, and something happened with the robots, and there was an explosion, and something got diverted, and then the city kind of cut us off.
Shit.
Yeah, it was kind of a scary thought, you know. It was like, yeah, but those two, that's why they've been barred from doing any facility work anymore. I won't let them do anything. Not even change a light bulb. Last time they changed a light bulb, our electric bill went up by like $500 for a month. I don't know what the fuck they did, but, you know.
Who paid that bill?
Nobody yet.
Oh
my goodness. Yeah. Well, I think we've lost our way, but we've kind of come back around. Our guest is, I think we put our guest to sleep in the chat room, but it's all right. It's late. I'm tired, so you know what? If you all want to just, we can make this like a little lullaby thing. If you want to be out by like 9 o'clock, give me 7 minutes and I'll talk you to sleep. Oh my goodness.
I've been eating like a storm though.
Have you? Has the heat me. are you still having a heat wave there, or has it calmed down a bit for you?
I think it's gonna start calming down, but it has been a little warm and toasty. Yeah, it's
well, I'm
been
glad
a little
to hear that.
Toasty. Oh, well, the Chicago Studios has a new Korean barbecue place not too far, which we're going to be checking out pretty soon.
Really? That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, we may have to do a review of that. Since I did a little mini review of the breakfast place that just opened up, Stacks, by my house. Yeah, we can have restaurant reviews with Joe.
There we go. Restaurant reviews with Joe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's $50 a star, people. Yeah. You want 5 stars, you better pony up.
I like that concept.
You like getting paid $50 a star? So if they want a 5-star review, they pay you, what is that, 200? No, wait, that's, yeah.
Well,
it's a lot.
Who would pay only for a 1-star review?
Well, you know.
Like, what's somebody. A 1-star review? The water was decent.
Well, yeah, but they may not have $250. They may only have $50 at the time you go into the restaurant and say, hey, You either pay me or you get a shitty review like right now. I mean, they may have been having a slow day and might not. They only may have $50 cash. You got to give them something, Joe. You got to give them something. Well, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have finally come on. And they're kind of flickering, too. This night just keeps getting stranger and stranger. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Hey.
Hey.
Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show. Yes, folks. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern.
Eastern.
Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe now at its new time, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then be sure to check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, then again Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sundays at 7 p.m. We're excited to also be bringing you a new labor-oriented program here in the Chicago studios, Labor Express Radio, hosted by Jeremy Mead Lucero over at Lumpin' Radio, which is 105.5 FM. You can catch Labor Express Radio on Sundays at 9 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with a bowl of weed and a bottle of wine. But if you can't, you got Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that's sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some pretty fucked up shit and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more something.
More enjoyable, for sure.
Enjoyable, there you go.
And remember, it's 4:20 somewhere at the Joe and Anthony show. And that means also I'm in programming Technique audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Paradio and leave it on in the background. That's
Radio,
Cheyenne Paradio.
Radio.
Visit CHIAMPA.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. I've actually revamped a few things and cleaned up language. And just, you know, I want it so that the easiest basic simpleton could click on the website and be in tune with the world.
For every simpleton you think you found, there are 5 other more simple ones behind them.
Are you serious?
They never leave. They're always there. And there is a constant flow of simpletons. Each one simpler than the last. And you wonder, how did they not drown in the shower every morning? But somehow they make it through because this is America and we eat cold cuts and I don't know.
With
whatever
mustard.
The hell else. With mustard. Gold cuts with. I could use a hot dog with some mustard. Ooh, damn, I don't work near Mel's anymore. Anyway. Okay. So, where are we at? Oh, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. I think I'm running out of time. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog at triampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go running around a nudist camp with your underwear on your head while not driving drunk after being stabbed by an armless homeless man whose Pokemon was stolen by a rabbit squirrel in a wheelchair. Have a good night, a good week, And stay tuned for last week's episode of We Didn't Put It Up in Time This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Beautiful.
My feet hurt.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.